Hugging Groon, Antigra closed her eyes, ignoring the whines and complaints of her companions. By listening hard, she could hear Sawney and Grisul's voices echoing from the cave. Sawney was speaking of the otter babe's future.
As he grows, I'll teach him all I know. The use of the blade, the teeth, the claws. I'll teach him never to turn his back on an enemy, to be more tough and savage than any beast. Valug can instruct him in archery. Little Tagarung will be twice as fierce and fast as my father ever was. He's my lucky charm. Since the time I found him, my stomach hasn't troubled me.
Grisul stared into the fire, trying to extract messages from the flame shapes and the pattern of the ashes.
Aye, the fortunes of the Juskarath grow by the day. Thou did well to heed the omens, Sawney Wrath, but the babe must be taught speed. Quickness of the paw is everything. Give him a short and fast name to remind him of this.
A thought caused Sawney's eyes to light up.
Tag! That's what we'll call him! Tag!
Grisul brought forth certain objects from her pouch.
Now is the time to speak the ancient words and confirm him. Cover thine eyes when I put my paws o'er the flames.
The seer placed a hawk feather, a piece of flint, and the gleaming skull of a small pike on the ground beside the otter babe. Holding her clenched paw above the flame, she opened it suddenly. A blue flare rose from the fire for a brief moment, intense and bright, and Grisul began to chant.
Who can outrun the wind, yet turn on a single leaf? Stand silent as an amber fly, or steal the breath from a thief? The Tagarung. Who can outswim a pike, whose eyes are keen as the hawk's, who brings death in his wake, yet leaves no mark where he walks? Zan Juskarath Tagarung!
Sawney watched as the seer painted the clan sign on the sleeping infant's face, a black stripe flanked by red dots, with a small added lightning flash of blue on his left cheek to denote that he was no ordinary creature. The little one slept through it all. Sawney lay down beside him, sharing the cloak. Grisul had never seen the ferret chieftain show tenderness toward any living thing, so she was astonished when Sawney spoke gently to the babe.
Zan Juskarath Tagarung, my son Tag.
Outside, under the sheltering canvas, Antigra bit her lip until she tasted blood.
Take the life of my mate. Take the name from my son. I am strong. I can bear it. One day I will take it all back and add the title Tagarung to my son's name. I hope you were strong then, Sawney Wrath. Strong enough to face a slow and painful death along with your new son, Tag. It will happen. I swear it on the memory of my mate, Grooven.